This is JIS News. Coming up, contract signed for retrofitting of air conditioning units in 4 public sector entities. Business operators urged to comply with billboard regulations and Lower House passes Securities Amendment Act. Details after the break. Stay with us.
A memorial service for late former President of the Republic of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, will be held Thursday, December 12 at the University of the West Indies Mona Chapel. The service is being organized by the Government of Jamaica in collaboration with the South African High Commission. That's a memorial service for Nelson Mandela this Thursday, December 12 at the University of the West Indies Mona Chapel at 2 p.m. All persons must be seated by 1:30 p.m. Please note that this service was originally scheduled for Wednesday, December 11.
Now the news. A contract has been signed with Geddes Refrigeration Limited for installation of energy-efficient air conditioning units in 4 public sector entities. The over $2.5 million contract will involve the design, supply, and retrofitting of efficient air conditioning solutions. Science, Technology, Energy, and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the systems are expected to reduce energy consumption in the entities and will, over time, reduce Jamaica's oil import bill.
We recognize that the government has to lead the way in terms of the greater utilization of renewables, but more so on our energy conservation and efficiency program. It is going to take many years, but we are now moving in greater earnest to implement the project.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the contract signing ceremony in Kingston on Wednesday. The 4 entities to benefit are the Jamaica Information Service, Kingston Public Hospital, the Donald Sangster Building on East Street, Kingston, and the Montego Bay Revenue Service Center. The installations will run concurrently over a 7-month period and form part of the public sector energy efficiency and conservation program being funded by the Inter-American Development Bank. The House of Representatives on Tuesday passed the Securities Amendment Act, designed to combat the establishment and proliferation of unlawful financial organizations. In piloting the proposed legislation, Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips said it seeks to modernize the legislative framework for the regulation of the collective investment schemes and enable the Financial Services Commission, FSC, to meet obligations set out by the International Organization of Security Commissions.
These amendments will enhance the legislative framework for the regulation of the securities industry by including provisions, first of all, to address the proliferation of unlawful financial organizations, UFOs, commonly known as Ponzi schemes or pyramid schemes.
Dr. Phillips adds that the bill will strengthen the powers of the FSC in dealing with unlawful financial organizations while also outlining the criteria under which investment clubs may operate. The bill was passed with 11 amendments and has been sent to the Senate for approval. The passage of the bill is in keeping with the program outlined by the International Monetary Fund of legislation that must be passed in Parliament before December 31, 2013. Business operators are being urged to comply with the relevant regulations when mounting billboards and signs within the corporate area. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Angela Brown-Burke, says letters are being sent to non-compliant entities outlining the law and requesting that they make contact with the office within 7 days of receipt of the notices. Failure to comply will result in the removal of signs, the publishing of names in the print media, and legal action in the resident magistrate's court.
The truth is that the KCC has no real interest in removing signs. We don't. But if businesses do not heed the notices that we have issued, then we have no alternative but to resort to removing them.
Senator Brown-Burke was speaking at the recent KCC monthly meeting. The program to remove illegal billboards and signs is in its third phase. And Jamaicans will get a chance to pay their respects to late former President of the Republic of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, at a memorial service this Thursday, December 12. The service is being organized by the Government of Jamaica in collaboration with the South African High Commission and will be held at the University of the West Indies Mona Chapel at 2 p.m. Persons are asked to be seated by 1:30 p.m. The memorial service was originally planned for Wednesday, December 11. Nelson Mandela passed away on December 5 at age 95. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller announced a 5-day period of official mourning, December 5 to 11, in honor of Mr. Mandela. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.